should not listen to this. It's just a test. This is never intended for public distribution. Unless you're related to me, you should just go ahead and stop right now. Just hit delete. Stop, delete, don't listen. Listen to something else. Listen to somebody who knows what they're doing about. Listen to somebody that has production elements. Listen to somebody that has guests. Go and do something. Just, you're still listening. All right, well, here goes nothing. It's the CoasterGallery.com podcast. Episode, I don't want to even call it episode one. Let's call it 0.1. It's just a test. This is just to get my feet wet, figure out what I'm going to do. What the CoasterGallery.com podcast is going to have, it's going to have amusement park news. It's going to have details about what's going on with CoasterGallery.com. It's going to have photography tips to help you learn to be a better photographer, whether you do roller coaster photography or any other kind of photography. It's going to have music tips. It's going to have arguing. My brother and I, we're going to have some arguments. A little pro versus con, this side versus that side kind of stuff. And then it's going to have input from you. I want to hear your feedback. But first, let's just kind of run through this little test episode. It's just going to be me. In the future, we're going to have guests, we're going to have interviews, we're going to have feedback from listeners. But now you just get to hear me in my basement. Oh, I mean the CoasterGallery.com world headquarters. So, let's talk about the biggest amusement park news that's happening this week. Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom. Looks like it may have a second life after all. It shut down at the end of 2009. The Six Flags corporate family was bankrupt at the time and said, you know what, we're done with it. We're out of here. We can't reach an agreement with the state fair. We're walking away. Oh, yeah, we're keeping Chang. We're going to relocate that. And we may keep a couple other rides. Well, the folks that own the property and most of the rides, the State Fair of Kentucky, they argued for quite a while. They finally reached a settlement. Ed Hart, who used to operate the park, was going to come in and run it. He couldn't get enough cash. Nothing really happened. Park's been sitting there essentially rotting for the last year or two. But surprise, this week, the folks from Holiday World, the Koch family, stepped in and said, they're going to operate the park. And you know what? I love Holiday World. It's a great park. There's so many wonderful things about it. It's just clean. It's friendly. They've got some great rides. Free sunscreen, free soda, free parking. I mean, it's just a class operation. I love it. So they said that they've reached an agreement with the State Fair Board that they're going to operate the new park. It's going to be called Bluegrass Boardwalk. So look for Bluegrass Boardwalk coming in 2013. Who knows what it's going to be like? They've got a lot of fixing up to do, but they've got a year or two to do it. And honestly, if anybody could run that park well, it's the Koch family. They're just, I can't say enough about them. I love their operation at Holiday World. I hope it translates over to Louisville. Now, it's pretty close. Santa Claus, Indiana, home of Holiday World, and Louisville, Kentucky, home of Kentucky Kingdom, they're pretty close. Maybe, an hour and a half drive? So, a little bit of competition there for the local amusement park dollar, but we'll see how that goes. All right, what's new in Coaster Gallery this week? Well, I'm still working on the finished parks. I've got a couple of the finished parks updated, and I'm going to have the third one soon. But the last update I did was back in the United States. Adventurers Family Entertainment Center in Brooklyn, New York, about 9 miles away from Coney Island there on Long Island. And honestly, all they have is a Wacky Worm or a Big Apple. Nothing to get excited about. Not the best coaster. It's a kiddie coaster. There are literally hundreds of them. But there are two things that are unique about this one. Number one is the name. TL*3. What the heck does TL*3 or TL3 mean? I couldn't find out. I asked people. They have no idea. So one of the odder named coasters I've been on. A couple other things. They've had this little like tunnel fabric-y thing that it goes through that says Love to Erica. Who's Erica? Same deal. Nobody knows. Ask the people at the park. Look around on the interwebs. No clue. And then there's copyright infringed Disney characters on there. With as litigious as Disney is protecting Mickey Mouse and other cartoon characters, I'm surprised they haven't got their butt sued. One of the other little unique things about this is one of two permanently installed coasters built by DPV Rides. So go to CoasterGallery.com, click on Adventurers, look at the pictures, learn a little bit about the Strange Ride and DPV Rides. In future episodes, what we're going to do is I will tell you, if you want to skip a subject, if you say, I don't care about roller coasters and you want to go to photography, I will say you can skip to so many minutes into the podcast. Or if the demand warrants, we'll have an enhanced podcast with chapters or bookmarks that you could go directly to, or maybe even embed the pictures. Today, though, we're just going to go right into the next topic. So our next topic is photography tips. I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about photography on this podcast, but what you're not going to hear is a lot about the equipment, because here's what I think about it. If I go buy the same guitar that Eddie Van Halen plays, do you think that's going to make me a better guitarist? If I buy Air Jordans, am I going to be a better basketball player? Can I be like Mike? If I buy the same golf clubs that Tiger Woods uses, is it going to make me a better golfer? If I buy the same typewriter that Tom Clancy uses, am I going to be a better author? I'm thinking probably not. So if you buy the high-end camera, is it going to make you a better photographer? Probably not. Give a good photographer an iPhone, they're going to make some killer images. Give a novice a $6,000 camera, chances are it's going to suck. So my point is, the camera does not make the photographer. Do I want a better camera? Yeah, sure. There are a couple bells and whistles it might have that my current ones don't have. But you know what? It doesn't matter. I'll give you a secret. If you go to CoasterGallery.com and look around, you will find pictures I took with a 2-megapixel point-and-shoot Kodak camera I got for free. If you cruise around CoasterGallery.com, you will find some pictures I took with a little, well, there's some that I took with my cell phone. There's some that I took with like a 4-megapixel cell phone. There's some pictures I took with a little point and shoot, a Fuji FinePix something or other little pocket, cheesy little point and shoot camera. And you know what? I've sold those pictures. I've made some money with those pictures. It's amazing. Quality of the camera does not necessarily mean that it's going to be a quality photograph. Now, do I shoot with a 6-megapixel Canon Rebel? Oh, shoot, I shouldn't tell you what I shoot with. I might edit that out. But listen, I have a decent digital SLR camera. I had a 6-megapixel one. I've got one that's 18 megapixels. Do they make some good pictures? Yes. But I challenge you, look at those pictures on CoasterGallery.com and tell me which ones were the $1,000 18 megapixel camera, which one were the free ones from the 2-megapixel camera? Yeah, you'll be hard pressed to tell. Of course, if you know anything about photography, you can look at the EXIF data and tell exactly. But we won't talk about EXIF data today. That's another topic. Come back to the CoasterGallery.com podcast and listen. So that's kind of the feeling that we're going to do on these little podcasts. Some little photography tips, some little coaster news, some little other odds and ends. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to keep it short. We're going to want to talk to you, though. So how can you talk to us? CoasterGallery.com on Facebook, CoasterGallery.com on Twitter, CoasterGallery.com on G+. Joel@CoasterGallery.com is probably your best bet. Joel@CoasterGallery.com. Tell me what you think. What do you want to hear? Why would you subscribe to this podcast? And then chances are, what you tell me, I'm going to incorporate, because I'm looking for ideas. I'm new to this. This is why it's episode 0.1. Just kind of a little sample. So Next week, what are you going to hear about? You're going to hear about Tyson Fried in Denmark, which is the latest park that I'm going to add to Coaster Gallery. You're going to see three coasters under glass. I can't even describe it. These coasters are surrounded by giant plexiglass walls. It's the oddest thing. So you got to stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about more specific photography tips. Now that you've heard my philosophy, it's going to be things that you can use on any camera, not just high-end stuff. We're going to have an argument. The It's a Small World ride. Best ride ever, worst ride ever. You either love it or hate it. Jeff and I, my brother Jeff, who's going to be the co-host, we're going to argue it. He feels one way, I feel the other way. How do you feel about it? So let me know. Lots of way to feedback. Joel@coastergallery.com. Tell me what you want to hear. Tell me what you want to see. Oh, we may get into video here someday too. So stay tuned. Keep checking coastergallery.com. We'll keep the updates going there. We'll keep any news on this podcast. And we'll have an RSS feed there soon. So thanks for listening.
You know you shouldn't listen to this test.
See you next week. Have fun. Thank you.